Welcome to the BNC Podcast, recorded live at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade. This is Naomi Blackburn. I'll be attending Slippery Rock in the fall, and joining me today is
Zach Hegedus. I'm a rising senior at the Kiske School.
Today we'll be discussing our internship with the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County, as well as our audio pieces. My favorite part of working at this internship is meeting all of the new people and getting to make a difference with all of the problems in our community. What's your favorite part?
I'd say that this internship has definitely showed me things that I haven't seen beforehand. Definitely going around to different nonprofits, showing us what they do, how they're helping out the community, and that I think showing me that has been my favorite part.
So through this internship, we've got to do a lot of different things, one of which is we got to create our own RFP. So the RFP that we chose, we'll be able to give out $25,000 to different nonprofits in the area. Ours is Supporting Vulnerable Youth and Children Grant. So basically, we looked at the relationship between poverty and abuse within Westmoreland County. And so we want to find organizations that are combating that to the best of their ability. We see that children are our future. And so to combat a lot of the other problems that we've seen all throughout society, we think helping them will help us and everyone around.
Another project that we've been working on is our media project. Media project is stigmas surrounding drug abuse. And me and my partner, Naomi, have met with Timothy Phillips. He is the director of the Drug Overdose Task Force. We've also done a street survey to get a perspective of a professional and from just anyone you would see on the street to see if they believe in stigmas surrounding drug abuse in our county.
We recently had a panel with a lot of influential people in the field, and what we found is that a lot of people aren't seeking help because of the stigmas and who they're afraid that they're going to be associated with. So we think if we educate the community that it's not just low-income people or it's not just young people, it's everyone. Everyone can get addicted to drugs. We also plan to meet with the county coroner, and it's important that we're going to include a man who has suffered through addiction. And so he's going to tell us what problems he had seeking help because of what other people would think. So, Zach, what have you learned about teamwork?
Through this internship, with the help of our mentor, I guess, Colleen Cabin, we went to Outdoor Odyssey to work on team building exercises. It was one of the first weeks of this internship, and I thought it definitely brought us together. We really work well as a team now. I thought that was a good idea by Colleen.
From the first day we came, we walked in and we all sat at the table, and not really anyone was talking because most of the faces surrounding us were brand new people. But a couple weeks in, I mean, we go out after work and we've grown so close together that it's easier to make these big decisions and help our community. So this internship definitely taught me a lot about the way that business works. There's a lot of nonprofits within our community that I didn't really know existed. For example, the Palace Theater, I knew that it existed, but I didn't realize that it was a nonprofit. A lot of the organizations and just different projects you see out there are nonprofits and you don't realize it. I think it'll help me in the future to hold more of a professional persona and also build up my resume so I can do more things in the future.
I agree. This internship has definitely helped with the business aspect, working with other people in the business world, discussing RFPs. It really is definitely going to help in the long run. Can you describe the process so far and where you hope your piece will end up?
So right now we're just starting our media project, but with the help of many people in our community and a lot of research that we've done, we think our project can be really successful, even in just getting the word out that it's not just one group, it's everyone. Because prevention is one of the biggest things with opioid abuse. It's a lot harder for someone to come clean after they've become an addict. So we want people to realize that it could be their child, it could be their neighbor, it could be the person sitting next to them at Walmart. You never know. Or the person shopping next to them at Walmart. It could be anyone. And we want to really get that news out to society so that we can hopefully bring down the rates in the future.
And I don't know about you, but that's one of the reasons I took this internship is to give back to the community, you know. And this is a very big topic going around our county. I think we are doing a lot by spreading the word on drug abuse and stigmas.
Definitely. Are there any other reasons you took this internship?
The business aspect, the, I don't know, I thought I needed a job, and why not do a job that's not only going to benefit me, but benefit others.
I took this internship because I've done a lot of volunteer work. I've gone on mission trips. I've helped mentor children. I've done a lot of different things throughout the community. But I thought this internship would allow me to see another side of it, more of the business aspect, so I can make a bigger impact in the future. And also, I had to get a job this summer, and so this allows me to do what I love and to help other people while still building up my resume and helping me be successful in the future. I would definitely recommend this program to anyone. We've had so many amazing experiences and gotten to do things that most graduating high schoolers or even upcoming seniors would not get to do.
What was your favorite activity?
So recently we went to a program called Sunward Youth, and it's an amazing program because they saw a problem within their community that there were all these kids roaming the streets and they didn't get to do anything. There's so much poverty. And one of the towns right there, they said their poverty rate in children is 95%, and that the adults don't have to fill out paperwork for their children to get free lunches because the poverty rate is so high. Everyone gets free breakfast and lunch. So this program, they saw a need and they began to fix it by starting with, was it a basketball or a soccer camp?
Soccer camp.
And now the program has grown. They have a community garden, which the Community Foundation of Westmoreland actually sponsored, where kids can, they helped plant the garden. They got to see it from beginning to end. And by the end of it, they got to take food home that they'll then get to eat for dinner, because some of these kids might otherwise not get food. They also have a career and development program where they can go from preschool the whole way up to after they graduate high school, and they can work there. And so even the little kids, whenever they graduate, they get $100 from the organization. Well, these little kids are now hearing $100 to them is so amazing. And so if they graduate high school, they'll get this. So it's kind of giving them a little bit of incentive, and then they start working more in the program, and it'll help in the future.
We recently went to a Pirates game. Not only was enjoyable to watch a fun game, we were with each other. It's another team bonding activity. We went around to a lot of nonprofits throughout our county. We did some local ones just in downtown Greensburg, such as Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Palace, CASA, and for most of us, they're right in our backyards. And I think that really helped us to show us what they do, and that we could always volunteer for them in the future.
We've also gone to other nonprofits, such as Westmoreland Community Action, and anyone want to help me out? And YWCA. So we've got to see a lot of different things. This internship has been very eye-opening, and I couldn't have chosen a better job to do this summer.
Very beneficial. I recommend this to everyone in the future to give back to the community and to keep this going on for years and years to come. That concludes this episode of BNC Recorded Live from the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade. This has been Zach Hegedus
and Naomi Blackburn.